And speaking of the town of Carrboro, we've got a really cool event coming up in town in just a couple of days. It's the Carrboro Film Festival, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with a whole bunch of films being screened at the Art Center. You can get a lot more information on this online at carrborofilm.org. This is one of the big events on the town's calendar. People look forward to this all year round, and no one more than the two guests we have in the studio today to chat about the film festival. The director of the festival this year is Bradley Bethel. He joins us in the studio, and we've also got a filmmaker, Kenny Dalsheimer, whose film, You Gave Me a Song, is going to be closing out the festival on Sunday. So, Bradley, Kenny, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Awesome. So, Bradley, let me start with you. Just an overview of the festival. You've been putting a lot of work into this, and it's just a couple of days away. What can people expect?
Well, I'm really excited. This year, we decided to focus on Southern films. We transformed the festival into an exclusively Southern film festival. And my hope is that the festival becomes a platform for both celebrating and interrogating Southern culture. And there's so much good Southern film being made right now. It's almost like there's a renaissance in Southern film. And my goal was that Carrboro Film Fest would become a place where the best new Southern film gets screened every year. So I'm really excited. We have 65 films, every genre, documentary, horror, drama, comedy, some really, really fascinating documentaries. You Gave Me a Song, obviously, but we'll wait a minute to talk about that with Kenny. Some other documentaries that I'm really excited about. One is called Building the American Dream. It's about the construction industry in Texas, and specifically the way that it takes advantage of immigrants. We have several immigrant theme films playing this year, which really speaks, I think, to the times. Immigration is a really big topic right now in our society. And we have several films that I think do a great job of humanizing, of bringing the human side of the debate to the forefront. And so Building the American Dream is on Saturday. The opening night film is called The River and the Wall. It's fascinating look. It follows five friends as they journey through the Texas wildlands to explore and consider the environmental ramifications of building a wall. And so it brings sort of environmental issues as well as immigration issues together in I think a really unique way.
You can't see this if you're just listening on the radio, but Bradley is doing this all without notes. You've got this whole thing memorized. Give us a sense of what goes into making a festival like this happen. You've got 65 films. How are they curated? How much work goes into it? And how long does it take to make this happen?
We've been working on it all year. It started in January. It started with me contacting a lot of filmmakers. So the festival was open. It was anybody could submit their film. But part of my job was to get the word out. And so I just started looking at all of the established reputable Southern film festivals. Mm-hmm. And I would just scour their selections and finding all the Southern films, and I would track down the Southern filmmakers and email the, one way or another, contact Southern filmmakers. And so a lot of it was just trying to get the word out to Southern filmmakers about Carrboro Film Fest. And that went on all year. And then there was a whole process of, once all the films were selected, or submitted, then we had to watch them all. I mean, there's about 200 films submitted, so we watched 200 films and somehow narrowed it down to 65.
Awesome. So tell us about your background. You and I met for the first time many years ago in a very different context, but it was that context, right, that kind of got you into film in the first place, wasn't it?
Yes. So I made a documentary called Unverified, The Untold Story Behind the UNC Scandal. And had the good fortune of being on your radio show a few times as I was in the process of making that. And I wouldn't have ever made that if I hadn't been attending Full Frame and volunteering at Full Frame, another great local film festival. Full Frame kind of got the bug in me to make films. And so I made that film, and I made a few more. And And then Nick Beery, he's the former director of Carrboro mm-hmm. Film Fest. Great guy, did an awesome job building this festival up over the last 14 years. And he just decided it was time for him to move on. And I had had a couple films in the festival. We knew each other that way. And he said, hey, do you want to be the director of the festival? I said, all right, let's do it, you know? And so Nick
really... Did
you
know what you were getting into in that moment? Or?
I don't know if I did, but I'll tell you this. Nick really set it up. Like, Nick built a foundation that made my job now a lot easier. It hasn't been easy, but it made it a lot easier because of Nick's work. And because Carrboro, honestly, Carrboro is such a great place to have a film festival. Carrboro loves the arts. Mm-hmm. And so Carrboro is a fantastic place, and I love connecting with the rest of Carrboro for this festival.
It's going to be at the Arts Center this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 15th, 16th, and 17th. CarrboroFilm.org is the website for a full list of films that are being screened, scheduled, showtime, special events, and a whole lot more. And again, it's the Carrboro Film Festival, which is also sponsoring this conversation. Joined in the studio by Bradley Bethel, who's the director of the festival. We're also joined in the studio by Kenny Dalsheimer, who is a filmmaker, a documentarian, and the man behind You Gave Me a Song, which is the documentary that is closing the festival on Sunday, also at the Art Center from 4 to 6 p.m., and it's about a terrific musician. So, Kenny, tell us about the genesis of this project. How did it come to be?
Thanks for having me, and thanks, Bradley, for inviting me. I also want to say that there are women behind the film. Mm-hmm. Alice Gerard, of course, is the amazing musician who's featured in the film. And I want to shout out my co-producer, Ashley Melzer, and editor, Kelly Creedon, who the film helped me create an amazing film.
Editors are so important.
Very important. And Bradley and I discovered that Kelly's working on one of his current project.
No,
so
awesome.
We want to know how many other projects Kelly might be working on. But I did not know about Alice's music 4 years ago or so before I began the project, and learned at a birthday party in the kitchen with musicians who were drinking beers with me. They said, you should make a film about Alice Gerard. They knew I was a filmmaker. Mm. And
how's all the origin stories for these projects?
Yeah,
it's always so fascinating how these things
begin. And Alice lives in Durham, where I live, and we've lived close to each other for many, many years, and I don't remember running into her. So anyway, after that, I emailed Bill Ferris, an amazing UNC historian, documentarian, and he and several other people emailed that this film had to be made. So that kind of gave me the green light to start researching, and then eventually approaching Alice, who gave it some thought and then said, why not? Let's go for it.
Was that the first time when you met with her to pose the project to her? Was that the first time you had met? Had you connected before?
We met at Foster's Market over coffee.
Nice.
I remember in a booth. And the first meeting after, I shared with her that I would be spending probably a number of years kind of with my camera following her, and she needed to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple weeks later, I got back to her and she said, sure. So
tell us about Alice Gerard. People who know her know what a great musician she is, but what is she as the subject of a documentary?
Yeah. So, Alice is an amazing musician, amazing woman. She's 85 now, I believe, and still teaching, playing, doing her documentary and archival organizing. And she is a very important figure in American music that many people like me don't know much about. So I made the film knowing how I didn't know about Alice's contributions to music and to the documentation of Southern American music and tradition, old-time music. And Alice is most famous, and many people know her through her partnership with Hazel Dickens, who came from West Virginia. Alice came from the West Coast and then moved east and got kind of caught up in the music scene at Antioch College and then in the Baltimore, Washington area, where there was a melding of college students and Southerners who were moving for work, playing, bringing their music. And So the film is part is about this, so I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah.
But so her partnership with Hazel was very important for women artists who had not heard a duo playing and singing bluegrass before the Allison and Hazel albums came out. So that was kind of an important revolution or gender barrier breaking kind
of
event.
That?
Awesome.
That was in the 60s and 70s when they were really playing. And then, but beyond the Hazel and Alice story, Alice then went on to do amazing work documenting and learning from musicians in the Galax area and other parts of the South. She has a massive archive from her time learning with them and working with them to preserve the music. So there's a there's an important archive at UNC in the Southern Folklife Collection, the Alice Gerard Collection, that probably many more films could be made from that archive, and I think about it sometimes. and then Alice also went on to write and create her own music that is still, you know, resonates and is it taps into the tradition, but it's also her own kind of sound and her own music. It's Americana, country, some of it's bluegrassy, old time. Her knowledge of the tradition is amazing. She can she knows a lot about where the roots of this music come from. So she was married to Mike Seeger. That was an important chapter in the her life and in their the music that they created as a duo. So
Bradley, why this movie as the closing night film?
Well, it speaks to Southern culture and what Southern culture is and what's an important part of Southern culture being Southern music. She's a figure that people need to know about, I think, especially Southerners or anybody who wants to understand the South, understands Southern music. And there's just both an importance and an energy to the film and the subject that I think is great for the festival, but also just a fantastic way to end the festival.
Awesome. Again, CarboroughFilm.org for more information on this film and other events. Speaking with Kenny Dalsheimer, you heard from him, Bradley Bethel as well. We got to wrap up, but Bradley, I'll let you have the last word. Other logistical details that people need to know, ticket information, other special events that people want to know about, things like that.
The festival starts Friday night with the opening film, The River and the Wall. Films all day Saturday, and then a few film blocks on Sunday. Again, the closing film, You Gave Me a Song. You can get a full weekend festival pass for only $40. You can get a day pass for $20, or you can buy individual tickets for $10. So come Friday night, stay the whole weekend, and celebrate Southern cinema with us.
Awesome. Kenny, I don't know if has this film screened yet? Is this the first time?
Yeah. So we're doing the festival circuit.
Okay.
And we premiered at the Full Frame Documentary Film Festival.
Awesome.
So what I'm very excited about and what I really appreciate about the Carboro Film Festival and Bradley's invitation is, you know, we were invited, you know, Bradley sent an email to invite us to share it locally. And I have friends and other people say, when can we see it? And so this is an amazing opportunity. And we're, that same weekend, we're screening up at a great music film festival called Sound Unseen in Minneapolis. And also at the St. Louis Film Festival, both on Saturday. Then we're waiting to hear from some other festivals happening early next year, and then we have exciting things happening in North Carolina next year with the film that we'll be sharing on our website, alicegerardfilm.com. Sign up for our newsletter, check out the website, and hope folks can come out.
And one more thing, sorry, but we got to announce that Alice will be performing a couple songs after the screening.
Yes, that was confirmed.
Yes, we just confirmed that today.
That's
so
awesome.
You get the film and you get a couple songs performed by Alice. Yeah.
Again, alicegerardfilm.com for more on the film, which is called You Gave Me a Song, Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Art Center. You can get more on ticket information for that one and more on the entire film. Film Festival at Carborough Film.org. Again, Carborough Film Festival Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Arts Center. Absolutely not to be missed. Bradley, Kenny, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you
for having us.